y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me, and welcome to Podmas Day 18. Happy Monday. I hope you're doing great, and I hope that you're having a good start to the week. So I decided it's a Monday, and we need some motivation. I know that I probably do. I know that you probably do. And I thought, why not have a really fun episode that I always do during Podmas, but it's really kind of a fan favorite, and let's do the BuzzFeed Christmas quizzes episode that I always do on this Monday to kind of give you some entertainment if you're at work or whatever you're doing, just kind of kickstart the week and have some fun. So I'm really excited. I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 BuzzFeed quizzes to take. My job is so difficult, and I can't wait to take them. I'm really, really, really excited about it. So y'all really tend to like these episodes. So I decided this is going to be a Podmas tradition. I'm always going to be taking some BuzzFeed quizzes, so why not do that? But just to remind you, my podcast Podmas merch is available. It is only available in December because that is the only month that Podmas is presented to you. We have 5 different designs. They're all really cute. They come on mugs and hoodies and sweatshirts and t-shirts and pins and stickers and pillows and whatever else. And they're very, very fun. And I just wanted to remind you about that because I really don't plug my merch very often and I need to start doing that. But if you want to go to my website, you will see Say Love Me Podcast. com, and then you will see the shop button and it'll take you right to my merch store, and then you can just order yourself a bunch of stuff or order stuff for Christmas, whatever you want to do. So yeah, just wanted to kind of plug that before we get started, but let's get started with the BuzzFeed quizzes. So this first one says, pick your favorite emojis and I'll give you a Christmas movie to watch, as if we all need more Christmas movies to watch. All right, so this says, let's get started. Christmas is coming. How are you feeling? So we have this face screaming in fear one. We have an angry emoji. We have that kind of like wide-eyed, like shocked emoji. We have a skull emoji. We have a laughing emoji. And we have kind of like an emoji with kind of a slanted mouth, like, eh. I am... Christmas is coming. How are you feeling? I think I'm... I don't know. I'm between the really shocked one and the smiling, laughing. I think the smiling, laughing one looks like... It has its eyes shut, and so it looks like it's happy, but it's also like, oh my gosh, you know? So I feel like that is indicative of how I feel right now. What accessory are you adding to your holiday outfit? So we have a top hat, a red scarf, a pink bow, a watch, some diamond earrings? What is it? Oh, it's a chain. What is that? Is that supposed to be a bracelet? And gloves. I don't know. Let's do the red scarf because, you know, Taylor Swift, but also it's the winter. Choose something sweet to eat. So we have a lollipop, a chocolate bar, ice cream, it looks like, grapes, spaghetti, and an onion. Okay, it does say sweet in like quotes, but I'm not going to be choosing the onion. I think a chocolate bar. I like chocolate. You're headed to the North Pole. How are you getting there? Train, plane, car, sled, walking, or bus? Let's do sled, even though that sounds absolutely horrifying. Actually, I'm going to fly. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to be festive and sled, but I'm not going to because I hate the snow. Pick something yellow. A bell. What is that? A ball? The moon? I don't know what that is. I'm not going to pick that. A taxi, a warning sign, a star, or an angel baby. I'm going to choose a star. You are the main character, so who is your sidekick? Do I need a sidekick? I can do everything myself, right? No, I'm kidding. A frog, a raccoon, so I'm like Pocahontas with a raccoon, a dog, a ghost, a boy, like a little boy, or a spider? A dog is a cute sidekick, I guess. I don't know. Choose a hobby. Music, art, sleeping, dance, basketball, or reading? Music, always music. What is your favorite color? Black, blue, yellow, green, red, or rainbow? I wear black a lot, so I'm just gonna pick black. I don't know. We're cranking up the music. What Christmas songs are you listening to? Run, Rudolph, Run, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Where Are You Christmas, I hate that song, Joy to the World, or Baby It's Cold Outside? Probably Joy to the World. It's so fun and peppy, and it's actually, like, really, like, you know, hopeful. Surprise! Lastly, choose a gift. a ticket, a concert ticket, a bear, a candy, a rock. Okay. Sorry, my screen is messing up. A bicycle or a sock? I mean, concert ticket? Hello, Taylor Swift concert tickets? And, okay, so they gave me the Polar Express to watch. It says, the Polar Express tells the story of a Christmas spirit and the magic of believing as we embark on the journey of reaching the North Pole. Don't forget to grab your hot chocolate. I do love that part in the movie. So, that was fun. I like that. I wonder what kind of other movies that they chose, like, to include in that. I do like the Polar Express. I don't think I realized it was made in 2004, which is fine. You know, I just didn't realize that. It was interesting. And then it is a little bit creepy how Tom Hanks plays every character, basically. It's, I guess, talented, but it's also just like, oh my gosh, why? All right, this next quiz says Christmas differs by household. So let's see how your Christmas holiday compared to others. I'm very interested in this. Okay, family time's almost over, and if you've ever visited a friend's or distant relative's home during the holidays, then you're no stranger to the idea that no two households' Christmas celebrations are alike. So let's keep the festive spirit alive and compare all of the Christmases we had with this jolly little poll, shall we? Okay, this is a lot of words. Let's start off big. When did you start putting up decorations? It says from November, starting 1st of December, the week before Christmas, Christmas Eve, or I never take them down. My family does it on God Dictates Sunday, so I guess the closest to that would be like the week before just Christmas. Actually, that is the week before Christmas, so that's crazy. So, wow. Okay, so it is a poll. Interesting. So most people, 52% of these quiz takers, said that their family started putting them up December 1st. I can go with that. That's fine, you know. 20% of people said the week before Christmas, 25% said from November, 2% said Christmas Eve, 1% said I never take them down. And 1% has like 200 votes. That's a little bit concerning. When did you open presents, though? Christmas Day, obviously. Christmas Eve, of course. Boxing Day, duh. Christmas Day, obviously, and that has 86%. So most people obviously open them Christmas Day. All right, next question. Did you fill stockings with gifts? Yes. No, stockings are just for decoration. We don't even have stockings. My answer is yes. It's not big gifts, but it's like candy and, you know, like some sort of like toiletries or something. 64% said yes. What is the best Christmas tree color? I love a classic green tree. White Christmas trees are the best. I love the funky colored ones, pink, rainbow, black, etc. Classic green, sorry. And 93%, I'm so proud of everybody, said classic green tree. This, you just can't beat a classic green one. Like, it's classic for a reason. What are the best Christmas tree decorations? Garland, wintry-shaped ornaments like snowflakes or icicles, balls, lights, ribbons, candy canes, bells, popcorn, and holly. Wow, they got a lot of options. I would say lights because I love a glowy Christmas tree. Hey, I'm surprised. Like, 40%, which is the most, said lights. Cool. I feel very affirmed. Which Christmas meal is more important to you? Christmas breakfast, Christmas lunch, or Christmas dinner? We have like a dinner /lunch, but I would just say lunch, I guess. I don't know. And 63% said Christmas dinner, 23% said lunch, and 14% said breakfast. During Christmas dinner, what was your main meat dish? Chicken, turkey, roast beef, a turducken, fish, beef Wellington, lamb. We don't eat meat. Ours was ham, which is not on here. We did have beef Wellington sometime, so I'll just click that. 2%, wow, 2% said that. 50% said turkey. And 15% said roast beef, and 16% said chicken? I don't know, y'all, like, what did your family do for, like, a meat thing? Like, for Christmas? What is the best unfun Christmas gift? Socks/slippers, bed sheets or linens, school or office supplies, hats, mittens, or gloves. I can't decide between socks and slippers or bed sheets and linens. I'd probably say socks and slippers. Yes. Oh, 53% said socks and slippers. Yes. I love everybody on this quiz. What's the main way you celebrate Christmas? At home with family or friends, on vacation, helping the less fortunate, at church, alone, caroling, at the bar/pub, at a Christmas festival. I would say at home with family or friends. We were at church, but we didn't really like we just go to like the mass at church. We don't really like have like a church Christmas thing. So yeah, 94% at home with family or friends. Where would you rather be for Christmas? Cozy at home, on a wintry lodge, on a tropical vacation in a big decorated city. Cozy at home, you know. There's always songs about like being home for Christmas and there's nothing like home for the holidays or whatever. And 75% said that. So cool. What do you generally call Santa? Santa Claus, Saint Nick or Saint Nicholas, Father Christmas, Kris Kringle or Papa Noel? Santa Claus. Yeah, 80%. And 18% said Father Christmas. So a lot of these people must be like from the UK, I guess. What do you think this to Okay, let me start over. And what do you think this totally real guy is? An elf, a human, a wizard, something far more sinister? A human. 60% said human. 15% said wizard, 10% said an elf, and 15% said something far more sinister. What? When did you start gift shopping? Months in advance, from the beginning of December, the week before Christmas, or Christmas Eve? I would say probably the beginning of December. 45% said beginning of December, and 41% said months in advance. Wow. What's the best festive drink? Hot chocolate, mulled wine, sorrel? Never heard of that. Guinness, eggnog, coquito, hot toddy, rum pop, and wassail. Mulled wine, well, the best festive drink. I really like mulled wine. I really associate it with Christmas. So I'm gonna say that. But I really don't want to cheat on like hot chocolate or eggnog. But I'll just say that. 16% said mulled wine. 63% said hot chocolate. 11% said eggnog. Yeah. Which of these in-home decorations spark joy? Nativity scene, Christmas angel, Christmas train set, mistletoe, poinsettias, Christmas village display. Nativity scene. I mean, all of them do, but 16% said nativity, 31% said Christmas village. I was about to click that because my dad loves a Christmas village. He's kind of the king of putting up the Christmas village every year, so that's fun. Which do you enjoy more? Christmas films, Christmas music, Christmas specials? Probably Christmas music, to be honest. I really do. 56% said Christmas films, and only 36% said Christmas music. Wow. Who has the best holiday album out? Mariah Carey, Michael Bublé, Ariana Grande, Darren Criss, Whitney Houston, NSYNC, Dolly Parton, Taylor Swift, Destiny's Child, Justin Bieber, Zooey Deschanel. Is that how you pronounce? I don't know how to pronounce her name. John Legend. Okay, Taylor, I'm really, really sorry, but I'm gonna have to go with Michael Bublé. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, Taylor. 37% said Michael Bublé. Ooh. He beat Mariah Carey. I thought I was gonna be in the minority with that. She got 35%, but he got 37. Okay, cool. Taylor got 4%, which beat Justin Bieber, Zoe, John, Justin, I already said that. Destiny's Child. NSYNC, Whitney Houston, Darren Criss. It ties with Ariana Grande, and Dolly Parton is ahead of her by 6%, or she has 6%. Cool. Which of these Christmas jumpers? Okay, I'm gonna skip that one because I just don't even know. Lastly, which of these greetings do you generally say? Merry Christmas. Okay, yeah, it's Merry Christmas, but the options are Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas, Feliz Navidad, Yuletide greetings, Season's greetings, Melly. Ka Kalikimaka. Oh wait, yeah, no, I totally know that. Joy Noel and Happy Holidays. So I do Merry Christmas. How many other people do Merry Christmas? 79%. Cool. Okay, cool. That was fun. It was kind of fun to see how people guessed, you know? Yeah, some of those answers surprised me. I was very surprised about some of them. All right, this next one, plan a perfect Christmas party and we'll tell you what you should change your profession to in 2023. So obviously this is from last year, but we are going to go ahead and do it and pretend it's 2024. I don't really want to change my profession, but we'll see. First things first, what time do you want your guests to arrive for your Christmas party? 9 p.m., 4:30 p.m., after 11 p.m., 6 p.m. 4:30. All right, how many guests have you invited? Everyone I know, just three of my closest friends, probably 15 of my colleagues, 6 to 8 buddies. 6 to 8 sounds like a decent amount. I mean, my whole family is 9 people, so I don't know. Maybe I'll just go with everyone I know. Because I don't want to just invite work people or just invite family or just invite friends. I would want to invite, like, everybody. Yeah, so everyone I know. I'll come at 4:30. How are you decorating your place? With candles, with Christmas trees everywhere, with fairy lights, with gingerbread houses, and that's all the options, with fairy lights. Heck yeah. What accessory does everyone have to wear? Santa hats, bobble earrings, Christmas tree glasses, or reindeer ears? Probably say reindeer ears. That way they can take them off, and it's okay. What drinks are you serving? Eggnog, champagne, soda, or hot chocolate? Eggnog. We're doing eggnog, and you can spike it, or you don't have to. It doesn't matter to me. What are you serving for starters? Chips, fries, peanuts, or mini sandwiches? I don't know. All of these seem very strange options. I don't know. Why am I trying to go with fries? Because that sounds so strange. But peanuts is kind of like, eh. Chips is a little bit weird. I mean, it depends on what kind of party. I don't know. I guess chips, like, sometimes you have a bowl of chips. I don't know. That's, but with eggnog, but also fries with eggnog. I'm very much overthinking this. Probably just chips. I don't know. That seems the most normal, but it's weird. What games are you playing? I don't want to play games. I don't like games. I'm sorry. Musical chairs, Monopoly, Uno, or Chinese Whispers? What is Chinese Whispers? I don't know what that even is. Musical chairs could be really fun. That could be, like, so chaotic. What kind of music is playing? Christmas carols, hip-hop, pop music, or latest Bollywood hits? Christmas carols. What are you eating for the main course? Pizza, burgers, fried rice, or pie? What? That is so weird. Pizza. Yeah, it's gonna be, like, chips and pizza, like a very teenage garage party. I don't know. Finally, what's for dessert? Chocolate cake, plum cake, red velvet cupcakes, or brownies? Probably brownies. I should change my profession to a social media influencer. Apparently, according to this quiz, I love being the center of attention and having a band of followers who are obsessed with you. Well, look no further for your career path than your cell phone, because that's where you should channel all your energy from now on. That is such a bad lesson. You should channel all your energy into your phone. Oh, heavens. I kind of do social media with the podcast, but not really. I'm not an influencer at all. All right, this next quiz says, choose amongst these Christmas treats and we'll tell you what gift your secret Santa should give you. I love this. Which of these Christmas sweet treats are you eating first? Marzipan, what is this? Babinka, plum cake, or candy canes? I'll probably say candy canes. Honestly, I should stop choosing quizzes where I can't pronounce any of the options. Which of these dishes would you eat? Roast chicken, quiche, crepes, or tutti frutti cake? And it shows a fruit cake. It's not called tutti frutti cake. It's a fruit cake. Which of these dishes would I eat? I would eat them all, but I really like a crepe. I love crepes. What's next on the menu? Custard, spinach pie, pumpkin soup, or gingerbread cookies? Ooh. So it's kind of weird to follow crepes with pumpkin soup, but I'm kind of going pumpkin soup because I need something savory, you know? What would you like to drink? Hot chocolate topped with marshmallows, peppermint tea, hot toddy, or champagne? Champagne. Champagne. There's also ice cream. Which flavor would you go for? Mint chocolate chip, vanilla, cookies and cream, or caramel? Probably mint chocolate chip. It's like Christmas and it's minty and it's fun. What toppings are you adding to your ice cream? Rainbow sprinkles, chocolate chips, mini marshmallows, or gems? This must be like from Britain or something. It's like Skittles or M&Ms. Probably sprinkles because they don't really interfere. Actually, chocolate chips. Okay, and it says, and finally, which of these would you eat to end the night? Swiss roll / Yule log cake, black forest cake, pudding, or nothing, you're too full. Probably Swiss roll. That sounds really yummy. Okay, so my Secret Santa should get me a new phone. What is the deal with everybody wanting me to have a phone? Like, with these quizzes. You should totally ask your Secret Santa for a brand new phone. I feel like that's so rude. Maybe your old one is hanging on by a thread, or maybe you have lofty plans of becoming the next big thing on Instagram. Or maybe you just want a bigger screen to watch Netflix on. In any case, a new phone might be your dream come true. Guys, am I supposed to go on on Instagram and become an influencer? That's I don't really know. I have no clue. That's hilarious. All right, this next one, I'm like really weirded out right now. This next one says, put together an unrealistic Christmas list to reveal which iconic holiday character you are. First things first, choose something from the tech department. I am not kidding, guys. The first option is a new phone, a camera, AirPods, or a smart home assistant. I gotta choose a new phone because I just feel like that's fate, you know? How about some jewelry? A necklace, a watch, earrings, or a ring? I don't wear a ring enough. I don't wear rings enough at all, and I should get myself one. Maybe some home decor. Wall art, throw pillows, a rug, or houseplants. I don't know if this is because I want a new rug for our room, but like I'm just going to choose a rug. It's a little bit boring, but you know. Now let's choose something for the kitchen. Slow cooker, stand mixer, espresso machine, or waffle maker. Ooh, espresso machine. Which of these book genres is on your list? I cannot even say it. Sci-fi, romance, biography, or mystery? Probably a mystery. How about a stocking stuffer? Mints, playing cards, lip balm, or bath bombs? Ooh, bath bombs. Finally, let's pick out something just for fun. A record player, neon sign, pinball machine, or spin bike? Spin bike! Alright, I am at Kevin McAllister. Your personality most embodies Kevin McAllister. The three best words to describe you are witty, independent, and tough. You are the kind of person who has a plan for any situation that might arise. Sure, you might seem like you don't need anyone else, but at the end of the day, nothing makes you happier than being with the ones you love. Why is that oddly specific? That's like very specific. Cool. That's fun. Okay, this one is the last one, and it's funny. It says, eat a huge, big pile of Christmas desserts, and I'll reveal which holiday drink you should order. Can you tell I really like the Christmas food? First up, choose your drink. Latte, hot chocolate, eggnog, or tea? We're going with eggnog. Pick a sweet bread. Cinnamon rolls, babka, panettone, and Danish. Cinnamon rolls, because I can pronounce it. Time for some cookies. Sugar cookies, gingerbread, chocolate peppermint cookies, or frosted cookies? Chocolate peppermint. Which cake sounds good to you? Bûche de Noël, fruitcake, sticky toffee, or red velvet? I love a good fruitcake. Like, I seriously do. Pick your pie. Pecan, apple, custard, or chocolate caramel? Probably custard. That sounds super good. What candy are you grabbing? Peppermint bark, fudge, or chocolate truffles? Fudge. I love fudge. Choose a final dessert. Brownie, scone, eclair, or strudel? Probably an eclair, just because. Black coffee. Oh my gosh, it says your tastes give off crabby mean vibes. It's so relatable and we love it. What? Are you kidding me? That is so mean. We can't end like that. I am finding another Christmas quiz because I am not, like, I do not give off crabby mean vibes. Okay, well, I need to calm down because I'm kind of sounding really crabby and mean right now. I am going to look up a new quiz because I just feel like that is not fair. Let me find something really quick and we'll find something that doesn't give off crabby mean vibes and all of that. So, okay, I found this really cute one. It says, make Christmas choices to see which room in Taylor Swift's Lover snow globe you are. This is made for me. Pick some Christmas lights to leave up till January. There's some blue glittery ones, there's some pink glittery ones, there's some purple ones, some like star lights, some red ones, and some like multicolored bulbs. Probably for Christmas, I would go just the classic like gold star ones. Pick your present to add to your Christmas list. iTunes gift card, felt letterboard, AirPods, comfy socks, Polaroid camera, or a Hydro Flask. Honestly, the iTunes gift card is really, like, bringing so much nostalgia back, but I would definitely go with the Polaroid camera, because I was around some friends who had one time, and it was so fun and so cool. Choose something to add to your hot chocolate. Cinnamon sticks, whipped cream, mini marshmallows, nothing, anything and everything, or candy cane. I really liked whipped cream with my hot chocolate. I love it so much. Pick a Christmas movie to watch. Elf, Polar Express, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Home Alone. It's a Wonderful Life. I'm so sappy like that. Choose a festive activity to do this year. Snowball fight, going to holiday parties, listening to holiday music, decorating, wrapping presents, or ice skating. I always love decorating. Decorating is so fun. Alright, pick a Christmas tree. There's kind of a white one with red, Christmas ornaments on it. Then there's a one with gold. There's a silver one. There's a green one. There's an all-white one. I think I'm going to go with the green one with silver bulbs. How about a gingerbread house? Ooh, these are interesting. So there's one that's like has a ton of candy on it. There's one that looks very traditional, but it has like colored icing and stuff. There's one where it looks like they kind of made it like a log cabin, and it might be like made out of like cinnamon sticks. There's one that has like all white icing, and it's really cute, and I think I'm gonna pick that one. There's one again with really white icing, but it's all like really ornate and elaborate. And then there's another one that looks very homemade but really cute. It's like the icing might slide off. Actually, I'm gonna pick that one because that's so cute. I remember we used to make gingerbread houses, and it was so fun, and I just thought it was hilarious. What is your favorite Christmas character? Cindy Lou Who, the Grinch, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa, or Buddy the Elf? How can I not choose Santa? I mean, come on. Last but not least, pick a random Christmas decoration. Christmas village, nativity set, gingerbread house, wreath, candy cane lights, or snowman. I'm going to pick the nativity set. We always have one in the house. The purple room. Okay. Yeah. This is me. This is a lot better than being crouchy and stupid. You belong in the purple room of the lover snow globe. You're independent and a hard worker. You spend a lot of time daydreaming and fantasizing about your future, and you work as hard as you can to attain your goals. You're usually quiet and reserved, but you definitely know when to speak now. And I love that she is in that room by herself because she wrote that album all by herself. Yeah. Okay, this was a very fun episode, and I kind of redeemed myself at the end because, you know, it's always better to be compared to Speak Now than Black Coffee. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Podmas. I love you so much. Please share this episode, share the podcast, whatever you want to do to please help promote. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.